We heard in today's gospel, Jesus telling the crowds, "I am the bread of life." And he also said that anyone who comes to him will never hunger or thirst. Now the question is, did the crowds really understood what Jesus said to them? And did they realize that Jesus was not speaking or telling them literally about the bread that they had eaten during the multiplication? Yes, my dear brothers and sisters, Jesus was not talking about the food or drink that we consume daily or the food that we always have on our table. Rather, Jesus was talking of our spiritual hunger and thirst. Again, we may ask ourselves, what is spiritual hunger or spiritual thirst? The spiritual hunger that we are looking for might be love, might be friendship, might be financial stability, or healthy, happy, and normal family, and many other more. We human beings, as we all know, have many hungers, but oftentimes we try to satisfy our hunger with money, material things, or even people, and even to the extent of eating too much food or drinking much. Yes, these things do satisfy us to the extent, but our deepest hunger is hunger for God. We can have all the money in the world and have plenty of friends, but if God, if Jesus or the Spirit of God is not part of our lives, certainly nothing. Yes, nothing will satisfy us. We will always be craving. And that is why, my dear brothers and sisters, today we are invited to look at ourselves. Ask ourselves, what do we really hunger or thirst for? What do we really long for? And how do we experience that longing? My brothers and sisters, the reality is that no matter how much we have in life or how much people we love, only God alone will satisfy our hunger and longing. And so the final question that I would like to propose for our personal reflection today is that, do I have time to spend with God today in order to satisfy my deepest longing?